Welcome to the latest Oxford Energy Podcast. My name is Anupama Sen, and I am a Senior Research Fellow here at the Oxford Institute for Energy Studies. I'm joined here today by Ramath Pudine, who is Lead Senior Research Fellow on the Electricity Program here at the Institute, and by Farhad Bilimoria, who is a Visiting Research Fellow here at the Institute. And Farhad is also currently with the Australian Energy Market Operator. So in today's podcast, we'll be discussing Ramath and Farhad's paper that was recently published with the Institute titled Decarbonized Market Design, an Insurance Overlay on Energy-Only Electricity Markets. So welcome, Farhad and Ramath.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Farhad, let me start with you. In your paper, you focus a lot on the issue of reliability as a central element of electricity provision. What is the problem with existing market design? Why doesn't it address reliability in an adequate manner? And perhaps you could start by saying a little bit about what reliability is.
Yes, exactly. And this is a key concept. It's important to distinguish between reliability, which is really the balancing between supply and demand on for an electricity market, and what we've called security. And security is really about ensuring that the system is robust and resilient to disturbances. So really more of an operational issue relating to the network. And what we're concerned about with this paper is really the reliability angle. The electricity market is under a great deal of transition, and two of the key challenges is the increasing amounts of variable renewable energy, as well as the growth of distributed resources. The challenge with existing typically energy-only market or scarcity designs is that they rely on marginal prices as a driver of investment. With variable renewables, marginal prices are becoming less and less relevant. The other challenge, of course, is how do you deal with distributed resources as well, and how do they interact within the market? On a broader level, in markets with high renewable and distributed penetration, we are seeing issues relating to a lack of dispatchable investment and disorderly retirement of existing thermal generation as well.
Right, so that's quite interesting. But some countries, one might argue, are currently looking at how to solve this problem using centralized mechanisms. So what are the challenges with using these centralized models, in your view?
First of all, I have to say that centralized approaches, they have some advantages. For example, they can provide certainty and reduce the cost of capital, and also provide some level of security for electricity system. But there are four key challenges with respect to adoption of these centralized approaches that outweighs those benefits that I mentioned. First is the lack of economic incentive for government. Basically, the government incentive structure is sort of indirect. Government is not exposed to the financial consequences of its decision. There are some political pressure if lights goes out, but there is no consequences for oversupply of reliability. The second problem is that traditionally government sets the reliability at a very high number. For example, 0.998% of the level of reliability. In other words, it means 0.002% of unsafe energy is acceptable, but beyond that is not acceptable, and then socializes the cost of reliability provision. However, we see that consumers are increasingly show diverse preference for reliability by electing, for example, for self-supply. The traditional approach by government for provision of reliability was actually understandable when there was no alternative to grid reliability. But the current trends toward decentralization actually increasingly challenges this assumption of the reliability provision by government. Business and industries and households have a different needs for grid reliability, and we need to recognize this fact. The third issue in relation to centralized approach is that the cost of interruptions is entirely borne by consumers without any ability to hedge or transfer the risk to those who make decisions about reliability. In other words, although consumers pay for reliability, but he is not protected from lack of reliability. To put this into perspective, the retail price of electricity in the UK is around £160 per megawatt hour, but the cost of energy not supplied in the UK is around £17,000 pounds per megawatt hour. And these costs, when there is lack of reliability, is entirely borne by consumers. And we think that this is probably an inefficient system, and it's sort of a distortion in the system. The fourth issue with centralized mechanism is that with the existing approaches, government first procures reliability and then faces with this question that how to distribute the cost of reliability provision among different consumers. Currently, government procures capacity and then pass this cost of the capacity to consumers through some arbitrary measures, for example, either per kilowatt hours or some other measure. But the problem is that it is really not clear that the how to distribute these costs, because these costs do not change with the level of the consumption. The other problem is that if we speak from a pure perspective of the economics, these costs need to be distributed in a way that those who benefit more from system reliability need to pay more. But in fact, there is no way for us to identify who benefits more from reliability unless we give them some sort of a choice for them to reveal their willingness to pay for reliability. And one of the beauty of the model that we propose here is that actually consumer, by making a choice about the level of the protection from the system blackouts, it also choose the level of its contribution to the system reliability. And these are, I think, the sort of the challenges that led us to think about this new model for reliability provision.
Right, that was really interesting, Ramath. So clearly there's a problem that you've identified, and you've put out very clearly what the need is to address this problem. So now we come to the crux of your paper. So could you tell us how your proposed model would work? Farhad, maybe you could.
Yes, absolutely. So where we came at with this is to try to understand how not just the electricity markets, but other industries approach risk. And typically when you're looking at these sort of extreme risk management of these extreme types of scenarios, which is really what you're talking about with reliability, many industries tend to look at insurance as a means for being able to hedge and manage risk. And so that's where we've come at this. Our approach and the model that we've proposed is known, that we've called it the insurer of last resort model. And the aim of this model is to essentially interpose or introduce an entity known as the insurer of last resort. What the aim of this entity, this entity has two objectives. One is to actually offer last resort electricity interruption insurance to consumers. Consumers would be able to elect for this type of insurance, which would provide some element of compensation if there's an interruption. And the role of that insurer is to manage that scheme just like any other insurer would. So, you know, any other property or life insurer manages risks. This insurer would be essentially a risk management entity as well. The additional factor here is that there'd be a second objective, is that the insurer of last resort would also be responsible for making loss-limiting investments. So where it's economically efficient to do so, it would make investments in capacity, in resources, in potentially even transmission, where it would actually improve reliability on a cost-effective basis. So this actually introduces, one of the benefits of this model is it introduces an economic incentive for reliability rather than just having a very arbitrary or indirect approach. The other important advantage of this model is that it really introduces consumers to choice in terms of reliability. As Ramit indicated, we're getting increasingly diverse preferences for the value of loss load, especially with technologies such as grid scale storage and the like. So what our model does is actually introduce allow consumers to make decisions regarding what they want, and in doing so actually reveals price, and that's really important, because that can actually be the driver of very important investment and resource decisions for that central insurer.
Right, so that's interesting. So, the one thing that comes across from your model is that is the provision of reliability. And one might argue that it's viewed by governments and consumers as a really critical part of electricity provision. So are you effectively proposing privatizing reliability in your model, Ramath?
Actually, what we do with this model is that we want to provide choice to consumers. We want to take into account of the fact that the system is becoming more and more decentralized and cheaper options for self-generation storage becomes available. And if a particular consumer wants to utilize this opportunity, they should be able to do so. At the core of the model that we propose is also the idea that the system needs to be more and more equitable. Arguably, on the existing capacity market, people are being vulnerable, people especially being disadvantaged, as because they pay for the cost of capacity, but they have no means of protection against the outages, and there is no compensation mechanism for them to be protected against outages. So the key benefit from the perspective of the system in relation to this model is that there would be a clear price discovery for the value of reliability. And we argue that there should be a market mechanism that reveals what is the value of reliability and a means and opportunity for consumers to make choice in relation to reliability. This is actually what we propose in relation to this model.
Interesting. So you mentioned vulnerable consumers, and essentially there's a lot of debate about low-income consumers, consumer protection, and so forth. And the mechanism that you're proposing in your paper is a market mechanism. It's the delivery of reliability through the market. And so how would you deal with vulnerable consumers through your approach? Is there a way to do it, or what is your view on how it should be done?
Thanks very much for bringing this up. We think this is actually it's a very, very important and critical question. Dealing with vulnerable consumer is an important issue which requires really delicate consideration. However, before that, we need to answer this specific question. And the question is that should reliability be dealt with as an objective of the market design, or should we deal with it through additional instrument? We argue that the reliability provision is not something that we should distort the market for it, because at the end of the day, even vulnerable consumers will be hurt by distorting competition and removing choice from consumer. We suggest that an insurance market can provide an efficient mechanism for reliability provision, and additional instrument for protection of consumer can be developed in addition to the insurance market. One way to protect, for instance, vulnerable consumers could be that government guarantee minimum level of reliability for essential part of the electricity supply for vulnerable consumers. And for instance, consumers are allowed to buy beyond that minimum level from the market. Some people argue that electricity is neither private nor a public, but an essential good. But we have to bear in mind that not every use of electricity is essential. There are some essential services that rely on electricity, and we completely agree with that. And those can be part of that minimum level of guarantee that is provided to vulnerable consumers. But there are also non-essential use of electricity, for example, electricity for entertainment and those sort of things, that reliability provision for them can be provided through the market. So I think there are ways to deal with the problem of the affordability, or also the problem of the vulnerable consumers. But the question is that what is the best way to provide reliability to protect consumers and also to promote competition? We do not think this is in the best interest of consumers to distort the competition for the sake of reliability, because at the end, the objective of the market design is efficiency and consumer choice, and protection of consumers requires additional instruments on top of that.
Okay. That That's quite clear, Amat. So I'd like to sort of just, that's clearly one challenge of implementing the model. And as you've described, it can be dealt with outside of the model itself. But I'd like to ask you, Farhad, what are the other key challenges of implementing this model? Because it's a good idea, but of course, a policymaker's first question would be, what are the challenges that I need to look at in considering this model? So could you tell us a little more about that?
Yes, absolutely. And I totally agree. The devil of this detail, this model is really the devil of this is really in the details, and the ingenuity will actually be in the implementation of it and how we overcome some of those challenges. Some of the challenges that we've certainly looked into and analyzed is this issue of what we call choice overload or complexity of the retail market. There's some research to suggest that in many retail markets, consumers are kind of overwhelmed with the level of choice and actually don't enjoy making too many decisions around their electricity and utility supply. This has come out of a lot of work in liberalized markets in particular. One of the ways that we actually suggest dealing with this in our model is to adopt a gradual and a modular approach to implementing this model. It might be difficult on day one to just roll this out across the market and say, here you go, this is a new arrangement and you know, you've got to deal with it. I think a more careful and staged approach where we're really educating consumers every step of the way. And maybe starting with, for example, some of the more elastic or the more flexible types of consumers might be a good way to introduce this scheme. And once you've got take up and once you've established the use case, then you could establish it more broadly as well. Some of the other challenges that we've also dealt with is one of the issues which has been highlighted in some existing literature is what we call the free rider problem. And that's where somebody elects not to participate in this market or elects not to receive insurance, but benefits from their neighbors subscribing for the insurance because if they're in an area where there's a lot of insurance provision, there will likely be better networks and better capacity in that region. So how do we actually deal with that? Well, what we've actually proposed is essentially that the election of insurance is more than just a financial contract. If you elect not to take the insurance, this is an important part of your overall choice. And what we've suggested is essentially a mechanism to ensure that if you do not take up this insurance, that your resource is available to the market operator to switch off in emergency situations. So that should give some level of importance to that decision. This is not something you can take willy-nilly. It deals with that problem of free riding. The final source of issue is really around determining the source of blackout. Now, our model is really focused on, as we talked about, is the reliability element of grid outages. Now, there are multiple sources of grid outages from security issues, distribution network issues, transmission issues. And so how do you actually break that apart and ascribe an outage to a particular cause? So that is an intricate issue. But the good news is that that's already being done in many markets around the world. Whenever there is an outage, there is a root cause analysis, and pretty quickly engineering and technical teams can get to the source of what caused that outage. For example, the recent 2016 blackout in South Australia was actually ascribed to a set of system security issues. And so there are mechanisms available and methods available to basically distinguish the sources of blackout.
Right. Well, that sort of brings me to my final question, where again, I'd like to push this idea of how do you implement it? So let's say a policymaker decided that they wanted to implement this model. What are the next steps that they would take to start implementing the model? Could you give us some insight on that?
Sure. And really, depends, I think, on what your existing framework is. So, for example, if you have a capacity market like you do in the UK, we actually don't suggest that you have to disassemble it all on day one. The insurance model could actually be a natural extension of this model. And so one of the ways that we've suggested is to start to offer this level of choice to a subset of the consumer base. So, for example, businesses or other elastic consumers, industrial consumers, for example. And what they would be able to do is to take that decision based on their risk preferences, the value of reliability to them, and what other choices for supply do they have? For example, do they have a diesel backup? Do they have batteries installed? And so you could actually roll this out to a subset. By doing that, you'll start to establish price discovery. And once you do that, that then can be rolled out to the broader market, like residential and smaller consumer business as well. So we think there is an implementation plan and an implementation phase for this. It's something that you've got to treat carefully and do it very methodically, because you are changing market arrangements, and if you do that in an uncoordinated way, you can cause a lot of mess. So we do recognize this issue, and we think it's something you've got to deal with very carefully. So this is kind of the way we'd propose if you've got an existing market. Now, if you don't have an existing capacity market or you don't have existing arrangements, then I think you've got a lot more flexibility. You have really a chance to educate, and particularly in some developing or emerging markets, this could be a really good approach. Is you've actually got a chance to educate consumers on day one. As you think about putting in market arrangements, you could start your discussions with all elements of the consumer base, and actually encourage them to make choices. And many consumers are already making those choices. And so this is just, again, a natural extension of what's already happening in the market with technology.
Right, that's really fascinating. I guess that brings us to the end of our discussion today. And to me, it really demonstrates that you've both come up with an innovative solution to the problem of reliability, but not just an innovative solution, but one that can be practically implemented, which I think is quite pertinent today. So thank you very much, Farhad and Ramath, for joining me today. That brings us to the end of this Oxford Energy podcast. Thank you to our listeners for joining us today. And don't forget that you can download Farhad and Ramath's paper, as well as all of our other publications, from our website at www.oxfordenergy.org. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.